So something that we spoke about at the retreat was elevating our sense of the group as a collective being that is beyond the sum of its parts. And of course, you know, the idea being that as we gather around our experience of the word, then it's the Lord or what is good that becomes manifest in our midst. So the more awareness we can bring to that, you know, the more of us that can bring that awareness, then that will have a direct influence on the sphere of the group and the conditions that are here. The idea being that, and this is a difficult thing to do, but still worth practicing if we can. But just coming back to the principle in LP that no group that meets has ever met before. So it's a new configuration every time we meet. And it's interesting, you know, it can become a habit that we just come along and don't give much thought to it. But as members of a Loga Praxis group, when we come together into this form, then the more we can bring a heightened awareness to what sits here beyond ourselves, then the greater experience of connection we will have that actually is aligned with those higher principles which we're seeking to try and implement in our contact with each other. So just in regard to that, like what I find is really interesting here is the development of an inner voice or the development of an awareness of the inner voice. So I just wanted just to perhaps just speak to that a little bit with regard to what we're asked to do in round two at a Loga Praxis meeting, or we're asked to do it in round one and bring it in round two. So a sensitivity to what's arising. So we talk about it's a state of listening, but it's not just external listening, it's internal listening. It's listening to the thoughts and feelings that are arising as we listen externally. And so what you have there is you do have an illustration of a purer voice that can arise from within when we are focused on the word and its operation in each other's lives. And the reason that that's a purer form is because it bypasses things like, you know, should I say this, shouldn't I, et cetera, et cetera. And so what you're looking to do is to become more sensitive to what's arising in that way and being able to bring that, because this is all new. So the spirits from different planets and things represent different aspects of the grand man. And they all have these different functions and support functions within the grand man. So it all sits within us. You know, it sits within everybody, you know. So obviously it sat within Swedenborg because it was an inner world that he went into, not an external one. So it's the same for us all. You know, so it's about trusting that inner voice in relation to the group. You know, so we talk about this idea of work on oneself and work on oneself for the sake of the group, and then work for the work's sake is the other level. But cultivating a sense of what I hear is being given for the group, to build the group, to increase its expression of what is of the Lord. So becoming more sensitive to this sort of thing will carry real value in terms of the sphere of the group and going forward. And, you know, what happens is that if we can practice it here, then when we go out into life, it can be active there too. And the more we practice it here, then the more chance is that we will be aware of its operation outside of this environment as well. And, you know, that benefits everybody if we can be attuned to the still small voice within.